people are going to Google and YouTube all the time with, you know, typing in the questions or the solutions they're looking for. And if your video can come up as an awesome response and share your charismatic or fun personality, and then, hey, click the link below for this thing, that can start to bring people into your value ladder. I didn't know exactly what I was going to be selling or what my career, what my business would grow into, but having that content helped me to learn my voice, helped me to build my audience and have the communication with them to know what do they want from me that I can turn into my products and services.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. And this week, I'm about to get in the ring with... I'm going to say it, the queen of content. I'm going to fight a queen today. That's not good for me. We're going to talk about free traffic. We're going to talk about high ticket sales. We're going to talk about YouTube. Now, if you haven't seen my podcast in the past, go ahead, go to onikpodcast.com and do a little search for the word YouTube, and you will see how obsessed I am with the idea. I'm so bullish on YouTube of all the social media platforms. Including TikTok and Clubhouse and all of these. I'm super bullish on YouTube. I think that's and so much so that I myself want to pour a lot more into it. So today we're going to talk about, I love this. I stole this term from our guest, from hello to high ticket. Like I wrote that down specifically. I think that's really catchy. You know, for any of you know at Learn, some of our absolute best case studies of our students comes from those who embrace selling products for $5,000 or more. We have a very simple, systematic little funnel that they follow, and it's been working for years. Today, we're gonna talk about how to get the front end leads for that very type of funnel. I'm excited. Now, before I continue going, you guys know what the drill, onikpodcast.com to binge listen to all of these other episodes that we've done. We're way past 200 episodes. Which is so cool that I've actually been able to do that. I'm self-proud of myself, so I pat myself on the back there. I've never kept content going for anything. There are so many abandoned Facebook groups, I don't even know where to begin. All right, number two, learn.com, LURN.com. Come on, what are you waiting for? That's almost 500,000 entrepreneurs that are now facilitating relationships, learning, communing. We have massive features being released in this year, and you're going to want to be a part of this revolution. So LURN.com. It's free to join. Tons of free stuff in there. Go get yourself a membership. Last but not least, please do us a favor. If you're watching on YouTube right now, click subscribe below. Click the thumbs up icon. Click every single thing you can get your mouse over, because that sends like positive feedback to YouTube, and it makes them think you like us. And so then it spreads our videos even more. And if you're on iTunes or any other network, please make sure you subscribe. Leave us a review. Help this podcast continue to grow. Thank you so much. All right, enough of promoting myself. Let's talk about our guest. So today we've got Marley Jax on, and you guys know I don't do the whole reading a person's bio, and it was really interesting because I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't know Marley that well. Marley and I, we've not hung out together. We've not had drinks before. We've not, like, you know, gotten to know each other that well, but I've known of her for quite some time and respected her a lot, and I'm really excited to have her on here. The first time I must have gotten to know about her was, I don't know, maybe a couple years ago, year and a half ago. I know it was in the ClickFunnels community. It must have been when she was announced as a speaker. I got curious. I went digging and found out she likes YouTube. She knows stuff about content creation and YouTube. And it just so happens to be, as I said, you can go check out my podcast. I've been obsessed about organic YouTube for a little bit of time. I haven't yet been able to do with YouTube what I really wanted to do, but I did start around 30 or 40,000 subscribers when I started talking about YouTube, and I'm up to like 116 or 117,000 now. So still figuring it out. I think today's episode is going to be really powerful because I want to learn some things to grow my YouTube faster. Why do I tell you guys this? Because if you're listening, you need to get involved with YouTube. I'm telling you right now, otherwise you're going to say this 2 years from now, and you can tell me. All right. So she has, what I love about her is that she's not just going to teach you how to get a bunch of YouTube followers and views and feel special. She's going to teach you how to get them and turn them into leads so that you can monetize, right? That's in the end, that's how businesses survive. Really excited to have her on. We were connected recently. Both of us couldn't even remember how a few months ago we got connected directly on Facebook. I know I asked her to be on here. I'm excited to learn more about her, learn from her. So without further ado, Marley, thank you so much for being on this podcast. We're excited to have you.
Hey, so awesome. Love that intro, and especially talking about how the monetization is important. We're all about impact and profit over vanity metrics.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, my Facebook's got like 1.1 million likes. Makes me feel great. But when I post content on there, I get like 6,000 people to even see it. So it's utterly useless to me. So I completely agree. Vanity metrics mean nothing. Leads mean everything, everybody. Marley, we have a little fun tradition at this podcast. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but we do make our guests take an oath. It's the oath of the fighting entrepreneur. So yes, if you would raise your right hand and repeat after me. I like how you went straight to it though. Like she knew what to do.
I'm in.
It goes like this. I'm Marley Jacks.
I'm Marley Jacks.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal my hello to high ticket secrets.
And reveal my hello to high ticket secrets.
Sweet. Hey, is that something you always say or did you just happen to put that out there in conversation? Because I caught that. That's catchy.
I say it and I own the domain.
Oh, okay. It's catchy. I like it. From hello to high ticket. Awesome. Well, Marley, I want to set us up today and then I'm going to turn things over to you. So as we were talking before we started recording, I'm going to be Student X. And Student X is not Onyx and Gall. So Student X is someone who's they have no online business necessarily at the moment. They're just kind of getting started, but they're excited, they're ready, and they're ready to go. And I want you to kind of coach me through how I would use your systems, YouTube, to get to where I want to go. And then I'll, you know, kind of probe questions in between and ask you things. But the goal here is to take someone who's listening to us right now, get them to use free traffic from YouTube and make some sales and get some leads that, like you said, you know, leads are forever. That's a forever business for them. So I'll turn it over to you. Please do tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and then jump right into coaching me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a business acceleration coach and video marketing strategist. We have a studio in Salt Lake City that our clients come to film at, but then I also have courses and coaching programs where we teach what we call the VIP code. And it's a strategy that where we help you create a content machine and a cash flow system to build infinite impact and longevity profit. So this is a system that industry leaders use to get leads for life. It's what the internet VIPs are doing. They can turn someone from ordinary entrepreneur into internet VIP. It's a lead generation method that's, it can be an alternative to paid ads, especially knowing that YouTube is a search engine, that your content can be found organically, discovered years after you post it. I don't know about you, but I have not found or come across a Facebook Live that I did years ago, but the content that you can create using YouTube, that's how it becomes an evergreen lead generation machine.
Love it. And I think that's why I am so bullish on YouTube. First of all, you know, Facebook is dying because the younger generations are not using it. And I feel like there's all kinds of other issues, but you're absolutely right. I post a content today. It's good for about 24 to 48 hours tops, after which it's ancient. YouTube, first of all, the younger generations are not only embracing it, they're all about it. Secondly, it's a search engine. Just as like Pinterest or Google, when you post a video, people will find it for months to come because it teaches them how to do something. And if you look at me personally, I use YouTube more today than I did use it 2 years or 3 years, 4 years ago. Versus Facebook, I use it less today than I ever did before. As a matter of fact, if I wasn't advertising on Facebook, I'm not sure I would even be on Facebook or bother with it. So highly bullish on that. I completely agree with everything you just said. So let's get started. I mean, when someone comes to you, Marley, do they have to have at least some idea? Because you say from hello to high ticket. So do they already have to be a high ticket? Do they have to have an offer already, a coach? Or I can just come to you and say, I want to use YouTube to make money. Like, is that enough? Or tell us like kind of where your coaching and training kicks in.
I mean, we can certainly get results faster when you already have a product suite or a value ladder in place. But I didn't start YouTube when I had products and services. I mean, I was a social media manager on the side. I was doing some kind of things and trying to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up. I was a dental hygienist actually in my 9-to-5 and then started doing little social media on the side, then started making videos, answering frequently asked questions. And some of those videos started to blow up even to this day. Like if you type in Canva in CNVA, the graphic design software, that video I made in 2016 is still at the top of search results. It gets, I don't know, 30,000 some organic views every month. from people all over the world. That like, I did not intend to do that at the time, but it was the lucky mistake or, you know, surprise that led to me discovering this. So when people come to me, ideally we want to have like, well, what are you good at? What could you help people with? And from there we can expand on the value ladder, typically to have something like, you know, low cost, medium cost to high cost. Typically like a do it yourself, done with you, done for you value ladder. So for me, like a course, a coaching program, a higher ticket service is what we can help to build the content around your value ladder. Ideally, we want to reverse engineer your products and services, the things that you sell, into the content that you're producing, because people are going to Google and YouTube all the time with, you know, typing in the questions or the solutions they're looking for. And if your video can come up as an awesome response and share your charismatic or fun personality, and then, hey, click the link below for this thing, that can start to bring people into your value ladder. But just as a disclaimer, like I'll say for myself, I didn't know exactly what I was going to be selling or what my career, what my business would grow into. But having that content helped me to learn my voice, helped me to build my audience and have the communication with them to know what do they want from me that I can turn into my products and services.
Love it. Okay, awesome. So let's start. Like, where do you start someone that is getting ready to, you know, monetize or generate leads from YouTube? Where would you start me?
Mm-hmm. So the first thing, look at your value ladder. And even if it's like, even if you have one thing of what you can potentially sell someone into, maybe it's a course, maybe it's a coaching program, maybe you're a service provider. And from there, we break that down into smaller pieces that can become your content. So if you are, I don't know, a dog trainer, even a dog trainer could have maybe a service, maybe they have a coaching program online where people can come virtually because it's 2021. And we can break that into pieces of content. Even if you go to Google right now and you type in or YouTube in the search bar, you know how YouTube like finishes your sentence when you start to type things in? If you type in how to train your dog, boop, underneath that, it's going to go how to train your dog to sit, how to train your dog to speak, how to train your dog to shake a paw, whatever. All of those can become ideas for videos that you can create. And you publish it on YouTube, and in every single video, you have a call to action that's click the link below for my, and that's where we give them some other sort of freebie, a taste of what it would be like to work with you. So maybe for a dog trainer, it's a three-part video series on how to train your dog to XYZ. And from there, there's more nurturing to, hey, if you're interested in me working with you one-on-one, or if you're interested in buying my course, then it becomes more of a communication relationship where it can nurture them towards the sale. So that'll be the first part in taking your value ladder, reverse engineering what you can offer them as a product or a service, because the transformation is in the transaction. As much as we want to give things away for free and help people to get the results that they want, they're actually going to get more results when they're willing to invest in themselves. But the first thing, our job as marketers, is to get that emotional investment that they know, like, and trust us, that they have a desire for what we have to offer, that then they're willing to invest financially.
Love it. Okay. So we first step, know what we're going to be offering. So start with the end in mind. I think way too many people start posting videos on YouTube. There was a little hidden gem in there, everybody, if you didn't catch it, which was the next thing anyone who's starting a YouTube channel comes, and I've asked this question 15 times, is what do I talk about? What do I make videos about? She just said it right there. Go and start typing in whatever you can think of, like how to train a dog, and then pay attention to YouTube's autofill. As a matter of fact, that's funny side story, is this is how I got into internet marketing. Google was my shepherd, because I went to Google and typed in how to make money. This is like 18 years ago, and Google autofilled for me online. And I was like, sure, why not? You know, God, they could have said how to make money with franchising, and maybe I'd be a franchise person by now. But you know, said online, and I went with it. So go to YouTube, know your main target, right? Know main topic. And start doing that research. And those are the topics. Are there any other metrics you're looking for? So let's just jump ahead. I have a question. This is more not for Student X. This is more for Studentonic. And I feel like probably going to go that direction. I'm going to start asking questions relevant to me. So one of the things with my channel that I feel like has been holding back its growth is that I'm not topic specific, right? Like, we talk to, first of all, my YouTube channel right now is just my podcast. I don't post any other videos. I only post podcast videos. But our podcast is for entrepreneurs. So I'm always out there finding people doing different things. Like I'm interviewing you about YouTube. I recently interviewed Rachel Peterson about TikTok, and then I interviewed someone else about, you know, anything, like paid traffic, funnels. And because of that, like I don't have that laser targeted topic. Do you feel, so forget, you know, I am where I am now. That's who I am. I've been doing this for 17, 18 years. But if someone is just starting, do you suggest that they do have a laser targeted topic? Does that help their channel grow faster?
Yeah, ideally, at least something within, you know, you have your niche and you can always expand, but within 6 degrees of separation. Like if my channel or your channel is about entrepreneurship, marketing, business, if you all of a sudden put up a video about how to change the oil in your car, all the entrepreneurs in your demographic are like, this isn't what I signed up for, unsubscribe. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with like tiptoeing around, seeing what else your audience responds to, because that's how you're going to get that market research, that feedback to know, oh, this is something else that I can expand into. So try to stay within 6 degrees of separation of your category.
Got it. Okay. What about like when we're doing those searches? So now we'll move on to talking about like video topics that we'll make videos about. Do you have any other metrics? Are you looking for how many views it's getting, how many searches it's getting? Are you using any tools, or are you just straight up looking for the topics that pop down and writing them down and just making videos about them?
Mm-hmm. Here's the cool thing is I want to, at first, when we're first starting the channel, we want to go for the low hanging fruit, like the videos that we can see that are getting searched. Like we use a tool called SEMrush. You can also use Keywords Everywhere, and that will show you when you're searching for something, how many people are actually searching for that every month. And so we go for around 100, or you can go up to 1,000 search people searching for that every month, because that way it's showing you that it's not as competitive. And when you can rank for those low hanging fruit kind of keywords, you have a better chance of uplifting the whole channel when you have more videos that are ranking. But here's also the cool thing about that. Even if your channel is growing slowly at the beginning, which I actually set that expectation, especially when you're first starting, expect to be a little bit bored. Like it takes some time for you to build that momentum. But we find that with our clients that follow our VIP code strategy, like every client between 4 to 6 months, we see this spike when they've committed to putting out that consistent content and they're using these strategies with the right keywords, with our scripting, like to use content hooks in it, that YouTube, it's, you're building the relationship with the algorithm. You're capitalizing on getting these small keywords. But here's the other cool thing is that you don't need a lot of subscribers to be successful with this. Like we prioritize impact over vanity metrics, because last time I checked, I can't put deposit subscribers and likes into my bank account. But all you need is the right message to reach the right person. Now, we have one client that launched his YouTube channel, and 3 weeks later, he came to me saying, Marley, I made $11,000 directly from people opting in from my YouTube channel. And he has 270 subscribers. So if people ever come to me or come to, you know, any of my clients saying, well, how can you, are you lying? Like you don't even have that many subscribers. It's not about vanity metrics. It's about reaching the right people.
Got it. Love it. Okay. So actually go for the less search keywords. And I love that. I mean, makes perfect sense. And you're right. Get in front of laser targeted people. You'll transact sooner. And that's all that matters. You know, Marley, I've always said, and because I'm glad you mentioned 4 to 6 months. Too many people out there that teach this are afraid of saying the truth about organic traffic, which is it takes months. And I've treated it, I've always taught it to our students as if it's like dating. So, you know, if you're dating a girl or a guy or whatever, with every day that your relationship gets further, you have a chance of them saying yes to marrying you that goes up. Right. So it's like, that's how I look at YouTube or any of these platforms is I can ask them within the first day of I put this amazing content up. And then by day two, I'm like, why aren't you marrying me? You know, why don't we have kids already? Like, what's going on? It's the same thing. But 4 to 6 months, that's longer than what I would have imagined. Have you found that time is increasing as YouTube is getting more popular? Or they're just getting harder to date because of that?
Not necessarily, because all of my clients are from totally different niches. Like this client that I mentioned that made $11,000 in 3 weeks, he has a church marketing agency. So that's a pretty niche demographic. There's, I can't remember how many 300,000 churches, I think, in the United States. So, you know, smaller compared to if we had a wider net of, you know, marketing in general, but because he's so specific, he can capitalize on that, like niching down to blow up. The other thing I want to mention with that too, is that you might see these YouTubers, the content creators who have huge audiences, hundreds of thousands, but there's actually a stat from Fast Company, 96% of YouTubers don't even cross the poverty line. So they might be really great at creating content, but they don't know how to monetize it. But we as marketers know how to leverage content creation to build our businesses. So again, like my client with 270 subscribers, he's making six figures, sometimes even six figure months, compared to the YouTubers who their call to action is to like and comment and subscribe. And maybe they rely on brand sponsorships or selling swag or merchandise. We know how to actually take more control of our monetization, leveraging content creation.
Got it. Love it. All right. Cool. So we've talked about the topics. We talked about being very creative in selecting topics that are actually not that competitive. We've talked about, don't even bother with this unless you're willing to commit months to it, because that's where you're going to see the acceleration. It's like digging for gold. It would really suck for you to stop digging right before you were able to strike gold. And that's what probably most people do with YouTube. They give it their all for a month or two, and right before YouTube's about to come and say, hey, I like you, they are like, I'm tired of this, I'm fed up. Okay, so we talked about the timing, we talked about how to come up with the topics. I'm going to jump right in. You specifically said, you know, one day a month video marketing strategy to generate leads for life. Talk to me about that, because that sounds very interesting. Because I will say with YouTube, even one of my worries is timing. My time is highly, so the podcast is great. It just happens, right? I'm in the rhythm of doing my podcast. They take the video, super convenient. If I was to do anything else for YouTube, I get anxious because I'm like, I don't have time for more video filming. But this sounds interesting. So please talk to me about this.
Yeah, I created this because I came from that exact mindset that I was like, oh, it's taking so much time. Like, I know that I have these videos that I made even when I started in 2016 that are at the top of search, that people are signing up for my email list all day, every day. If I can just keep making more of those, it's like owning real estate on the internet, owning attention instead of renting it. So I know that it's worth it, but it's a time investment. So I had to create something that's still worth the time investment, because I got to work on my business and in my business. So when I first started creating content, I would spend one whole day filming one video. And then I got better at it that I could film 2 months of videos in a day. And now what we do is we create, so we do one day of filming 9 to 5 or whatever, however long it takes. And I film 20 videos in one day. And those videos, I then get to drip out. And because we're following this formula, they're adding to my real estate on the internet. So the key to creating 20 videos in a day is the prep work that goes into it, that you create all your video titles, which we use a tool, SEMrush, or we go to Google, just like how I explained, where you type it in, you let it autocomplete, and we create a spreadsheet with dozens, hundreds of titles. And for that filming day, what I do is I just pick 20 titles. Now, the next thing I do is I create 3 content hooks per video. So I'm not scripting this out. I'm not writing it out word for word, because that also takes away from the personality in the videos. Like, sometimes those little flubs or mistakes or whatever, or, you know, laughing in the video, that creates the connection with your audience. So to create content hooks, all I'm doing is I'm creating like question marks and intrigue in my audience's mind. So I'll give you an example. My client, Christy Cobred, she's in weight loss. And so one of her content hooks at the beginning of the video could be like, hey, in this video, I'm going to teach you how I help my clients lose 10% of their body weight every month using these 3 strategies. Question mark. What are the 3 strategies? 10% of their body weight. Like, it shows the social proof and gives them like, oh, there's 3 things that I have to watch for in this video. And then, so she goes through 1, 2, 3. And because we've left that hook of there's 3 of them, they have to keep watching to get all 3. So that also creates the retention, where when people are watching the video longer, YouTube is going to boost your video and put it in front of more people because you're keeping people on the platform. So the content hooks are really important. So really all I'm doing before my one day of batch filming, about 8 hours, I create my list of 20 titles and I create three content hooks for each video. That takes me about an hour and a half of prep. So for me to spend an hour and a half plus one full day filming, knowing that those videos are going to become mini lead generation machines, like I wish that I would have started doing this 10 years ago. Imagine all the videos that I could have been making. And maybe I've spent that same, a lot of people come to me saying, I spent that same time doing Facebook Lives when I could have been making content that is going to stay relevant and stay at the top of search engines.
So I got some questions for you. So 1.5 hours to prep. I know how you get to 20 topics. This is super relevant to me, so I'm excited about it. But will all your videos start the same way? So here are the three ways to do this. Here are the three ways to do this. Here's the three things about this. Like when you say three content hooks per video, I guess I'm not quite figuring, I'm not understanding that. Can you explain that a little bit further?
Yeah. Oh, in that example, I gave you that she made this statement and she's like, I'm going to share with you three things. So that becomes the three content hooks. They could also be three individual stories that you share. So in that one, she could have said, my clients come to me and they've tried keto before and they come to me and I change one thing about their diet. Then I'm going to share with you how I get the weight off my, with three strategies. And then I'm going to share with you my, and so she can share three stories in a row.
I got it. Okay. So the core is, it's almost like if I was creating an outline, here's the title of my video and here's three things I'm going to go over in that video. Why three? Is, have you found that that kind of creates the right length, or what's with the number three?
Yeah. And it can be more or less. We try to aim for three, but you nailed it with the time. We ideally want the videos to be about 10 minutes long on average. Now, if you have like a spicy video and you're awesome and you're like on a rant and it's awesome and you finish it in like 7 minutes, don't ramble for three more minutes. Just try the next time to keep it up. We want to make them 10 minutes because YouTube values watch time. They want people to stay on their platform. And if you have three content hooks per each video, if you spend 2 to 3 minutes per content hook, you can easily create that 10 minute long video.
Got it. Okay. Awesome. So you covered a question I was going to ask, which is kind of what is the length? So 20 videos, it sounds to me like you're recommending people to do a weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday schedule of release. Talk to me about the volume, how often you suggest your students to release videos.
So I bare minimum once a week, but if you really want to accelerate your growth, all of our clients that do 5 days a month, they're the ones that within 12 to 18 months are making 6 to 7 figures directly from YouTube.
Wow. Okay. So clients doing 5X a week within 12 months are some of them up to 7 figures purely off of the free traffic from YouTube. So for me, it's almost like one of the things I've thought about, and this is me rambling on the side, is just because of the fact that with As Learn, right? We have so many topics that we cover. We have different types of business models. I personally love teaching copywriting and funnels. It's one of my favorite topics. Traffic, that, you know, we do a lot of traffic things. For example, this very particular podcast could be considered a traffic podcast. So I was almost thinking that as I grow my channel, it's almost like Mondays could be just my audience will know that's like podcast day. Tuesday could be, we already have something in the company we call Copy Tuesday. For one of our programs, we actually do a 3-hour live for our students where we do copy reviews. So it's kind of become a thing. We just call it Copy Tuesday. So I could create Tuesdays. Every Tuesday is a copy related episode. Wednesdays could be something else, Thursday, Friday. Does that sound like something that could work, or am I overcomplicating, oversimplifying? Just trying to think how I would use this with my type of audience.
Yeah, I love that, especially that if you advertise those themes, that your audience knows what to look for. That's fantastic. Now, one thing that I'll say as a disclaimer, you have an audience already. For someone that's just starting, I love the theme days of the week, but I caution when you want to put podcasts on YouTube, because some people watch podcasts on YouTube, some people don't. So some people, you know, my clients have said, can I just put my podcast on YouTube? Depends. Are you following the content hook strategy? Are you titling the videos based on how people are searching for them? For you, because you have an audience, you have more leverage here to be able to do that. For someone just starting, I would recommend have a podcast channel, have a YouTube channel.
So, okay. So first of all, I'm already breaking the rule right there. So I like that. That's what I always do. What if my podcast was not an advertised part of my episode series? What if Monday became Motivation Monday? Because one of the things I also love to do is inspirational videos, and I don't get enough of an opportunity to do them. And what if my podcast was put on YouTube at 6 a.m? It's a public video file, but it's not my 12 p.m. release. My 12 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday release is Motivation Monday or whatever. Could I do a rhythm where it's like two videos on one day and then one video the rest of the days? Like, is that not good? Or I don't know, just thinking out loud.
Fine. Like what I'm thinking of is the title, the way for mostly for new channels. Like you already have over 100,000 subscribers. You have more freedom to be able to test and play around with things. For a brand new channel, I'm saying like you got to title your videos based on how people are searching for them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for our title, if we were to title it like the one day a month video marketing strategy, people aren't searching into YouTube the one day a month video marketing strategy. Your warm audience will love it. But for someone who is building an audience that it's, they're kind of relying on more cold traffic finding them, we need to leverage how people are searching for it. So, and also YouTube is going to be looking at the metrics of, oh, interesting, like half of your audience is watching all of these videos, but half of your audience isn't watching the podcast. You know how some people, they just prefer to listen to podcasts instead of watch them. So that's where I would recommend podcasts. Like if you're going to put them on YouTube, have a separate channel for it, for the people that like watching podcasts on YouTube.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, great. Well, too late for this guy, but that's really good advice. Should have listened to you. Should have found you a couple years ago. One question I had on the topic selection was, so for example, because it reminded me when I said Motivation Monday, there are certain people, and I don't want to mention names only to get their channels more copied, but there are certain individuals out there who talk to and target similar audiences to myself. And when I go to, and they have huge YouTube channels. I mean, they probably, these couple of them have 2-3 million followers, a couple of them 500,000 followers. So it's pretty volume of data. And when I go to their channel, I mean, there are some videos that just take off. They've got, you know, millions of views or hundreds of thousands of views. And then there's others that are like 20,000, 30,000. Is that a suggestion that you give, or are you purely search driven? Or maybe it's a different suggestion for me now that I have 100,000 subscribers versus someone else. Because I was looking at theirs, and one of the thoughts I had was I was going to ask my team to go dissect 4, 5, 6 of these channels and say, hey, here's a list of 30 topics that just seem to really freaking hit. And so that I could do my own angle or my own approach to those topics. Am I barking up the wrong tree there, or is that something that's relevant?
No, I think, again, like when you have a bigger audience, you have more freedom to be creative and test things out. These larger audiences too, that, you know, some of them might have guests on there, they're also leveraging that guest's name as a highly searched keyword. Like if you had Will Smith on your channel talking about something that's very popular right now, that's trending on Google or in search, that could create a huge spike for your channel.
Got it. Okay. It's funny you mentioned Will Smith. I just recently released an episode about networking and how I plan to get a hold of Will Smith. So we seem to be on the same wavelength. I'm obsessed with getting Will Smith either on the podcast, or I wanted him to keynote a live event, but thanks to COVID, that might not be for some time. So I created a master plan, and it's on my YouTube. I did a whole episode about how I'm going to find Will Smith. all right, cool. So back to the strategy. So one day, 9 to 5, hour and a half prior to the day, 20 topics, use the 3 content hooks, outline the video, about 10 minutes each video. You'll create enough content that can go the entire month. If you want to grow aggressively, everybody, one video a day, but make sure you're doing it based off search volumes and search requests, not whatever the heck you feel like talking about, which is what most YouTubers do, and that's bad. Any kind of editing, you know, okay, so when you say filming, I'm blessed. I got an amazing crew. I've got a studio, got fancy cameras. Not everyone has that. Most people don't start with stuff like that. Talk to me a little bit about style of shooting, editing, equipment. How can someone who's just new get into this?
I always want to tell people to keep it simple. And I share my personal story that when I first started filming videos, I propped up my iPhone on a chair with a stack of books and had a lamp with no lampshade, or was in front of a window for natural lighting. That, like, just keep it simple. When people ask, what's the best camera to use? I'm like, the one you have. Your iPhone, like Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, they filmed music videos on an iPhone. So if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for you. Now with the editing, that's where more technical ability comes into play. I have a training, and you can go check out my YouTube channel, where I teach how you can just edit very simply, just little cuts, attention resets. You can put in, we have templates as well for how you can just put your name on screen, your social media icons on screen. But the intention is, like, what I teach is how to edit a video in 5 minutes or less, because I also teach you how to film with the editing in mind, because you're following a structure. It's like, okay, just routine for the same video. However, that said, I'm a big fan of outsourcing. And even, you know, when I first started and I was a dental hygienist and doing this on the side, I thought that I couldn't afford to outsource it, but I found my first video editor for $15 a video. Do you think that in the time that it would take me to edit a video, I could maybe do something that would make me more than $15? And then this video turning into an evergreen lead generation machine is also worth $15. I have a content outsourcing blueprint that I'd love to offer your clients or your audience in the vipcode.com. And I teach every single step of this, like everything that you've just heard, all of these steps to how to create, like, even the aggressive growth strategy 5 days a week, and how to automate and accelerate it too.
Okay, I love it. So everyone, did you write that down? Thevipcode.com. Get in, get involved. I mean it. This is awesome stuff. You also snuck in there, but you didn't tell us, what is your YouTube channel so that people can go find these amazing videos?
Yeah, youtube.com/MarleyJax.
All right, cool. And everyone, that's MARLEY, right? LEYJAXX. That is a super cool last name, by the way.
Pretty fun.
You kind of sound like a superhero.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I could see, like, Marley Jax, like, you know, part of the DC Comics or Marvel. Awesome. All right. So with editing, I will also tell everybody this. This was something really cool. I'm not an editor. I'm lazy because I have an awesome team. And they do all the hard work for me. So I get to come sit down, blah, 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 and then walk away, and they make me look good. But I went, so this is a true story, Marley. You'll laugh at this. So I had Rachel Peterson on, right when TikTok was just kind of getting its thing, right? And she was big about TikTok. So I'm like, what is this TikTok thing? And all I knew is people just dance. So I got her on and I'm like, Rachel, I respect you. You're a, you know, smart businesswoman. Why are you talking about TikTok? Like, it's a bunch of kids dancing. So she starts telling me, like, no, it's for you. It's all these things you can do. And so because of her, I ended up downloading TikTok, which was, like, one of the worst things I could have done for my own time management. I got sucked into it. It's not just a bunch of kids. It's everything. I got sucked into cooking videos. And so I started watching all these videos about, you know, food evolving. Next thing I know, I want to make those videos. And the reason I'm telling everyone this story is you will be freaking amazed at editing software for your phone and what it can do and how easy it is to use. And it's like $5. It blew my mind. What I was creating my own TikTok videos where I'm doing, like, quick, rapid editing. And I mean, it would seriously take me 15 minutes tops to edit something. And it was actually fun. So for anyone who's thinking, hey, you know, you're right. iPhones can do some crazy things nowadays. You can do everything right on the iPhone. Or, like you said, you know what? What I was going to eventually do is obviously go find someone, like, on Fiverr or whatever and say, hey, you do it to protect my time. Okay. I get this a lot, and so let's just have an honest conversation about it. This isn't a problem for me, but a lot of students are saying, I'm scared of the video camera. I'm scared of being on camera. How do you answer that? Is it an option to just do, like, PowerPoint videos and training videos, or is it like, hey, if you won't put your face on a camera, then don't even bother with YouTube?
Yeah, and I try to add humor to it, saying, like, you're not afraid of the camera. The camera's a piece of metal and plastic. Like, you're not afraid of that. Let's just be real about what you're afraid of. You're afraid of judgment. You're afraid of stepping out of your comfort zone. And absolutely, I get it. But also know that, like, you're built to do hard things. And filming is hard. Creating content is hard. But so is living in the launch hamster wheel. That's hard. So is running Facebook ads that don't convert is hard. So it's, you got to pick your hard. And knowing all of the results that my clients have gotten just by doing this one day a month. Like, if you do this with me for a year, your life and your business will be unrecognizable. So it's just something that I really encourage people to just be real with themselves over, am I afraid of judgment? Well, if you're doing something that you know that is going to serve people, that is going to help you to reach your goals and dreams, you may as well be judged for doing something that you love anyway.
Wow. It sounds like you've practiced that answer before. Like, that was powerful. So I'm going to take that. audio clip or video clip, I'm going to save it on my phone. And the next time someone says, I'm going to be like, hey, wait one sec, and just hit play and say, watch Marley here. Love it. Awesome. Okay. So, Marley, we've got the, we took the day, we filmed all these videos. We know the topics we're going to do. We're going into it smart. We're committed long term. You've mentioned before, you know, call to action. So on these videos, you have the same call to action. Let's talk about that now. So what is that call to action? Do people end up landing on an opt-in page, a Reddit? Where do they go? Like, where do most of your, like, I love this, your most successful students, what does their process look like?
We usually send them to, it's always a freebie, or sometimes we'll do a low cost offer, but we intentionally do that after we've sent them to a few YouTube videos before we go, hey, here's a thing for $47. But I'll get back to that in a second because it's a very profitable strategy we found. But for the most part, we send them to a freebie. I really like video series or like a just-in-time training kind of thing that they opt in for. So they're opting in so that we get their email address so we can continue to nurture that relationship, and they're getting more value. But right after they get that more value, so maybe if it's a just-in-time training or it's a video series, right after that is the next offer for, hey, would you like to invest something low ticket for an even bigger transformation? I've given you all of this value to help you get this result. And ideally, we want our audience to be thinking, wow, if they gave me this for free, what would happen if I invested $47? So, and with that, when we say, you know, would you like to sign up for this thing? It's a low cost investment of $47. We're also showing the social proof. So for mine, I love doing challenges. Challenges are incredible because it creates this, there's gamification, there's this subconscious FOMO, it psychologically installs habits. Like, how long do they say it takes to install a habit? Like 21 days?
21 days, yeah.
Day challenge is so fascinating because you're teaching them these habits, these skills within 21 days, but they're also installing the habit of consuming your content, which means that by the end of the 21 days, they're already primed and ready, and there's such little resistance to taking the next offer. So that's how we go from YouTube to, you know, freebie to challenge to high ticket. Because in those 21 days, it's almost like at the end of a vacation when you're like, oh, I got to go back, you know, to the real world soon. It's like when we get to the end of that 21, they're like, I don't want it to be over. What's next? So it's very easy to sell even into a high ticket. We've had clients that sell straight from a $47 thing to a $12,000 thing, because they've given so much value to their audience.
Got it. So I like that. So that's the value ladder that you've been speaking about, right? For everybody who's thinking about, you can go from the YouTube video, but notice how she did say to some freebie. And that basically meant get their email address. Like, make sure you capture them as a lead in your system and don't just leave them in the YouTube system, because you don't own YouTube, but you do own your own lead. Now, once they're there, honestly, you could do whatever you want with them. It depends on your courses, your offerings. If we have a lot of students that learn that don't have anything low ticket, they go straight to coaching. Well, great. Get them on the phone then. Once they've opted in for the freebie, send them to the whatever strategy session video or you so you've got. Or Marley said she loves challenges. Those of you who have been paying attention at what we're up to at Learn, so do we. I'm super late to the challenge game, but our first one we ran, Marley, it's exactly what we did. We went with a free challenge and we sold one of our super ticket programs and absolutely killed it. And people loved it. They were super engaged. I mean, I've never seen that level of engagement. As a matter of fact, my biggest complaint during the challenge, I got so frustrated. I actually got angry about it. It was like borderline rage, was the students not giving us even a few hours to release the replays. They would go freaking bonkers. Where's the replay? Where's the replay? Where's the replay? And if you look at the positive on that, you imagine that's how engaged they are. Like, they're dying for that video file to watch it again. Like, that's what you want. It's brilliant. So I love that. You take people from YouTube to kind of this low ticket challenge, from where you can take them to high ticket, but you specifically make sure you capture their email address first. Do you find that it's a problem at all that every video has the same call to action? That's the same offering on all the videos?
We actually do a variety. Now, of course, okay. Some of our clients, they have just built their first lead magnet. So we're going to do that one lead magnet until maybe they do another. Because I also don't recommend creating a whole bunch and not optimizing them. So, you know, some clients have just one, and then after some time, we'll introduce another and check that out and be tweaking it and optimizing it to get that to convert. And we're always monitoring the metrics to make sure that were optimized. For me, I go between 3 to 4 different lead magnets, depending on the video, because whatever I'm speaking about, the call to action needs to make sense with what I just talked about too.
Makes perfect sense. This is awesome. Thank you very much, Marley. I just kind of want to go on a rant to everyone who's listening for a second and just say, I can't use the word guaranteed because nothing in life is guaranteed. But it's funny to me that people come to me all the time. So let's say a student came to me right now and said, I want to start an online business. I want to make 6 or 7 figures. And I told them, great, it'll take you 6 months. Are you willing to do that? They'd say, absolutely, 6 months, that's nothing. Okay, great. I need a day a month. Are you willing to do that? They'd say, that's it for 6 months, a day a month? Yeah, I'm in. Okay, awesome. I need you to follow a week's worth of training to create your value ladder or whatever. And then when it comes time to executing, they're going to fall apart half the time. And so that's where I laugh, where I say, it's not the system, it's the execution. This will work. What Marley just said, the plan that she gave to you today on this episode will work. It's, you know, it could work incredibly well. It could work slowly, but it will work. Like, you put up a video, second video, third video, fourth video, fifth video, you're going to get views. And at some point, you know, you're going to get enough views to get a lead or to get, I mean, that's just what's going to happen. You're going to eventually, you will make a sale, but most people just don't do it enough to get to that point. They quit too soon, or they don't do it like the system says to do. So I just want everyone to really take this away. Listen to this episode again. If you've been struggling and looking for a way to kind of get that first money going, first of all, go to thevipcode.com. All right. Follow Marley Jacks on YouTube. Watch her videos, binge her videos, take her challenge. And then just do what she says. What you learned in this episode does work, will work. It's, you know, this is the way to do it. You go to college for 4 years to hope to get a job that makes you, I don't know, a little bit of money. And we're here, we're saying, give a few months to a repeated system and you can make 6 or not even 7 figures. Love it. I've seen it work. I know it works. I've told everyone right in the beginning, YouTube, if there was one social media platform, it's the only one I can have right now, I would take YouTube over all of the other ones. And I think my answer will stay the same for the next 10, 15, 20 years, because that's just the way it's going. Marley, thank you so much. It's been such a powerful episode. I do want to leave you with the final word. Anything you'd like to say to those who are listening?
Yeah, thank you. Because you talked about, you know, do the work and execute it. And some people, they fall off. And I've done everything that I can to try to solve that problem. So I also want to tell you that inside the VIP code, I've also gamified it. So when you join the VIP code, there are steps. Like, I give you every single step. I give you, we call them calling my shot campaigns. They're like done for you marketing templates that you just like plug and play your information and go. And every single section of the VIP code, when you complete and you submit your milestone, you earn. And for people who are watching this, you can see it, but people who are listening, I'm holding up some pins here. I have these shiny pins that, like, when you create your customer journey, I send you the Yellow Brick Road pin. When you create your videos, your titles, I give you the titles pin. When you create your 3 content hooks, I give you the scripting system pin. When you publish your first month of videos, I'm going to send you a shirt that says, do you even publish? Like, I want to uphold and reward people all along the way to encourage them to do this. We have in the Facebook group a weekly VIP list. We have a weekly award ceremony. And that's just like what I just kind of talked about, is what you can get in just the first month. So we wow, really encourage people to do it, to get results. We have coaches, we have Q&As inside the program, because I know that if you do this, you will get incredible results. And I've said it before, like, if you do this with me every month for a year, your life and your business will be unrecognizable. And I've gamified it because I want to see you win.
I love that. That, Marley, if you don't mind, I'd love to have you back on the podcast in the future to talk about that. That sounds like something I'd love to learn about, which is, how are you getting your students to take action? Because it's a big struggle of mine. And I just, you know, just do it. It's all I got. I don't have cool, nifty strategies yet like you do. So I'd love to have you back in the next, you know, month or so, if you're cool with that, to talk about how to get students to actually take a course, or, you know, especially those who maybe are taking a course right now or reading a book. They could probably do what you teach and create their own system. Like, maybe the person who created the course doesn't have a gamified, but you could create your own gamification to complete things. And so, and then, hey, we'll learn from Marley and put that into the Learn Nation platform as well. I'd love to do that. So awesome, everybody. I cannot stress this enough. TheVIPCode.com. Get in, get involved. You're going to love it. Marley Jacks on YouTube. Go find her, follow her, subscribe. And then please go out and do. Go do what you've learned today. This is a surefire way to get what you're looking for. Really excited. Thank you, Marley. And everybody who's listening right now on YouTube, click subscribe. Click the big like icon, thumbs up icon, whatever the heck there is below. Click it. Leave a comment for Marley. If you had an aha moment or a wow moment today, I'm sure she's going to check them out. Leave a comment, all right? Show her some appreciation. She took time away from her family, her business, her life to be here with us. And we appreciate that a lot. If you're listening on any other platform, please help us out. Make sure you click subscribe. Make sure you leave us a review. Learn.com, LURN.com, onicpodcast.com to listen to all of the past episodes and binge listen to this. It's better than Netflix, better than Hulu, and better than Apple TV and all the other 18 entertainment apps now that exist on the planet. So go to onicpodcast.com. With that said, everyone, you know what I always say. When life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Go out there, fight for your dreams, make it happen. We're here right by your side when you need us. With that said, we'll see you guys on the next one. This is Onyx Ngal signing off.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Ngal.